Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The FBI searched President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home again yesterday, taking six additional classified documents. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, says the searchers found six documents marked classified. Some were from Biden's time as vice president. Some went back to Biden's Senate tenure, which ended in 2009. Bauer says Biden and his legal representatives fully cooperated with the search. The president was in Washington, D.C. and Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, while it played out.
NPR Scott Detrow reporting. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is set to leave his job in the coming weeks, this according to multiple media reports. The New York Times reports Klain has been telling colleagues privately since November he's ready to move on. In Atlanta, a protest today turned violent in the wake of the death of an environmental activist who was killed by police this week after authorities say the 26-year-old shot a state trooper. Protesters threw rocks and lit fireworks in front of a building housing the Atlanta Police Foundation, shattering large glass windows. They then set a police cruiser on fire. Several people were arrested. In Brazil, the country's new president has fired his army chief of staff after right-wing extremists stormed the Brazilian capital. John Otis has more.
The riots took place on January 8th in Brasilia, just a week after Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was sworn in as president. Supporters of former right-wing president Jair Bolsonaro, who falsely claimed that he won last year's election, stormed the presidential palace, Congress, and the Supreme Court. They set fires, broke windows, and sprayed graffiti calling for a coup. Security forces were slow to respond. What's more, news reports said that Army Chief General Julio Cesar de Arruda had tried to protect the rioters. According to the Defense Ministry website, President da Silva has responded by firing the general. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.
Tennessee's governor was sworn in today for his second term in office. Alex Marshall from member station WPLN has more.
Governor Bill Lee recruited big corporations to bring thousands of jobs to the state. That includes projects like Ford's electric vehicle plant going up in West Tennessee. Now, Lee says he's focusing on ways to keep up with that progress.
We need a transportation strategy and an energy strategy.
Lee also pledged to protect Tennessee's environment and resolve staffing and care issues at the state's Department of Children's Services. Lee has previously backed culture war legislation. He signed one of the nation's strictest abortion laws and anti-LGBTQ bills. For NPR News, I'm Alexis Marshall in Nashville.
And he touted the state's rapid growth during his inaugural address today. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Anti-Semitic attitudes have spiked in the United States over the past 3 years. This according to survey results published this month by the Anti-Defamation League. Those attitudes have led to an increase in harassment and violence. Houston Public Media's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
Researchers asked over 4,000 people about various anti-Semitic tropes. More than three-quarters of respondents believe in at least one trope. And the percentage of people who hold multiple anti-Semitic beliefs nearly doubled from 11% before the pandemic to 20% last year. Mark Tobin is ADL's Southwest Regional Director.
It'd be bad enough if it was just people's attitudes, but we know that that's just the beginning because those attitudes ultimately reach out to people engaging in violent acts.
Houston-based Dr. Peter Hotez, a prominent vaccine and masking advocate who is Jewish, reported receiving two anti-Semitic anti-vaccine letters at his home over the past month. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in Houston.
Germany has become one of Ukraine's leading weapons suppliers in the 11 months since Russia's invasion. But Chancellor Olaf Scholz has also gained a reputation for hesitating to take each new step, generating impatience among allies. Berlin's perceived foot dragging, most recently on the Leopard 2 tanks that Kyiv has long sought, is rooted in worries about a possible escalation in the war. Germany is, though, inching closer to a decision about supplying tanks, although it hasn't committed yet. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.